This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan right now. It's time to go around the entire NFL and dip into some gridiron gravy. Gridiron gravy, of course, brought to you by Rhino Shield. Why paint your house when you can shield your home? Visit rhinoshieldtx.com. We're moving things around today. Mickey's going to come on at 11:40 so he can cover the Mike McCarthy presser that Mike McCarthy will inevitably be late for. So, let's start with this. Do you have a revised Cowboys record prediction about a fourth of the way through the season? Now, I realize now that it's 17 games, it's hard to quantify that exactly unless you want me to ask you after the first quarter of the Steelers game. But let's assume we're going to go off this now. Where do you think the Cowboys are going now?
I will change my record. And I'm not even sure if I had 10-7 or 11-6. I just felt like I couldn't decide as the season was starting. So I had him as a 10 or 11 win team. I think now I'm leaning towards 8-9.
Okay.
I think the injuries, I'm not saying what I've seen, but I think you're going to play without Micah Parsons, I think, for at least 2 games, if not 4, somewhere between there. And I don't know if DeMarcus Lawrence is coming back this year. That's my opinion.
I just don't know.
I think that you're maybe looking at, for me, the Bengals game on December 9th when he comes back. So because of that, because those two guys got hurt, because your rookies maybe aren't performing as high as you'd hope for them to, Guyton, as quickly as you'd want, I think they're going to go 8-9, which I think in a way a lot of Cowboy fans will be okay with, because I do think that will be the firing, or it won't even be a firing, right? His contract just will won't be.
We didn't fire him. Yeah, what do you mean?
Going in another direction. His contract was up. I do think that will be a new offensive staff for the Cowboys.
I am going to go with 9-8 for the Cowboys. So I think I'm in the same general boat, because you just look at these next like 4 or 5 games, especially with depleted resources, it makes you concerned.
What did you have them?
I had 10-7.
Okay.
So
just one game.
It's just one game, which is not bad, but Bleacher Report put out their revised predictions for all across the NFL. I want to see what you think about this.
All right.
The Giants, 5-12.
No way.
Too many wins.
I think 3, maybe 4.
The Eagles, 9-8.
That feels about right.
The Cowboys, 10-7.
I will say, for Cowboy fans, I hope they're right.
And the Washington Commanders at 11-6. You know, we talked yesterday about how they're still 3-1. Like, to win the division, if you believe in the Commanders and you're a gambling person, now might be the time to really push it all in, because 3-1 is great odds for winning a division.
So
when you're in first place,
can I give you the next four for Washington?
Yeah.
Home against Cleveland.
Win.
At Baltimore.
Loss.
Home against the Panthers.
Win.
Home against the Bears.
Probably win. So they could be 6-2?
Yeah. And you look at the Cowboys and you go, is the next week at Atlanta?
Because I know Atlanta's in the upcoming mix. I could click on it real quick. It is versus Lions.
Home against the Lions.
And then at the 49ers.
Then at the Falcons.
Yeah. And you get the bye after the Lions game.
Yeah.
But I'm not saying this is the case. But it's not crazy to think they could be 2-6. I don't believe they will be 2-6. But you could. They have a significantly different, more difficult next month than the Commanders do.
That could be the scary part is there is the just the psyche of being 4-4 versus being, let's say, 6-2 if you are the Commanders. And they are still dealing with a rookie quarterback. But you just start looking at schedule and trying to guess what you're going to do, win or lose, and you could definitely see a 6-2 team. And let's say for the Cowboys, you beat the Steelers and you beat the Falcons.
Yeah.
Those would be two really nice road wins, by the way, too.
I'm with you there. Now, people on the fan text, 877-881-1053, do not seem to be overly optimistic. 8 or 9 wins. From the 901, 6 wins max for this team. From the 214, they go 7-10. From the 940, I looked at the schedule, have a hard time finding many wins. And then from the 214, I predicted 6-11. It's interesting because you have a mix of people that are like, no, I just didn't think that team would be that good to begin with. And then you have people who are like, yeah, with the injuries and stuff, and you look at the schedule, it's tough to find the wins out there for the Cowboys right now. I don't know if people will change their opinion if they beat the Steelers, but we will see.
All of a sudden, at the end of the year, home against the Buccaneers doesn't look as easy right now.
Yeah. But we talk about this all the time, how quickly things can change.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say this either, but if you went on the road and beat the Steelers and then host the Lions and beat them without Micah and Tank and Cooks, then obviously people are going to be like, wait a second.
Maybe it's a close game and Dan Campbell says everybody's eligible for a pass. You're like, no, you can't do that.
Now, it could be worse. The Cowboys could be the Cleveland Browns. The Cleveland Browns are the only team without 300 yards of offense in a game this season. You might be like, hey, that's not good. What else can you tell me? No problem. The Browns are spending more cash this year than any team in the NFL. They are the league's second oldest team, and they are dead last in DVOA because of their 32nd ranked offense. We're spending a lot, we're old, and we're not good. That seems to be the trifecta of terrible spots to be in the NFL.
Where did you have yesterday CBS Deshaun Watson in quarterbacks?
I think he was like 22, 23. I can double check that.
Right around Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah, and even then, that might feel a little high.
Yeah, I think for healthy quarterbacks, like guys that are supposed to be starters, he might be the worst.
Yeah, he is.
I mean, I hate saying it, but Daniel Jones, Trevor Lawrence are probably my top three candidates where you think they have talent or you think that they could do something. They've been paid a lot of money and you're like, they're horrible.
Yeah.
Like literally horrible. I get you're on your third quarterback in Miami. You're probably going to be horrible.
Fair.
But like when you're like, no, these are guys.
The plan was for Deshaun Watson. Yeah.
Deshaun Watson, he arguably might be the worst decision in football history.
With that guaranteed contract, with all the assets they traded to make it happen, I could see that. Now, I wanted to throw this out there because Patrick Mahomes thus far is having an un-Patrick Mahomes-like statistical season. But one of the things that he said, and I believe in this so much, and I think that makes the Chiefs even scarier, he said it's special to find ways to win without playing your best football. It is, you talked about it, I think it was last year when they were kind of reorganizing their cap and they still went out and won the Super Bowl. They've had injury problems. They haven't played their best football and they're sitting here 4-0. Like all the issues the Cowboys have would be a whole lot easier to digest if you were 4-0. Like if your run defense sucked and you had injuries and you're like, oh, we're still 4-0.
To your point, if you're like, gosh, we're not even playing at our highest level. Now, the thing is that you have to look at Kansas City and he's been able to prove it is, can he do it with these options after he blew out Rashee Rice's knee?
Yeah.
And then you have Mo Brown is done for the year, right?
Hollywood, yeah.
And then you have Pacheco, who's, what is his status?
Pacheco's still on the way back. I will tell you this. I believe Edwards-Helaire is going to practice today. Now,
this is anxiety or depression, yeah, is his situation?
Yeah, so I'm not saying that means he'll be back imminently, but he did return to practice, so obviously moving in the right direction for him. But they've had a lot of absences for a variety of reasons.
But somehow, some way, that just winning attitude by Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes, and then why am I drawing a blank? Clark, their great defensive tackle. What's
Chris Jones?
Chris Jones. Thank you. Sorry.
Are you thinking about Frank Clark?
I don't. Yeah. Yeah, okay. Frank Clark was Seattle to Kansas City. I was like, dang it. Why am I drawing a blank? Number 95.
Yes.
I'm sorry. I messed up his name, but they just seem to have tremendous leadership and are able to overcome adversity because they, in a way, do have the Cowboys spotlight because of their championship ways, and then because of Taylor Swift and Patrick Mahomes being the best quarterback, they do have a lot of pressure on them every week and a lot of eyes on them, and they're able to still achieve their goals where, for, let's be honest here, for 30 years, the Cowboys can't come close to achieving those goals because there's too much pressure and too much spotlight on these average people.
By the way, and maybe this is a conversation for another day, from the 903, because I disagree with at least one of these answers a lot. BS, Mike, Ryan Leaf and Quincy Carter were the worst. All right. If you look at the assets given up for Deshaun Watson and the contract, there is no way in hell that Quincy Carter is in the same league of terrible decisions as Deshaun Watson. If you want to argue Ryan Leaf because he was number two pick in the draft, I might listen to that a little bit more. Oh, Quincy Carter's not in this conversation.
Sure, there's obviously Jamarcus Russell. There's guys that have been super bust as picks.
But they didn't all get like $240 million guaranteed.
But I mean, dude.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP,
you deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Dude, Deshaun Watson, I think he's in the argument for worst decision in football history.
It is tough for me to argue that at that point. And I feel
Clemson
like
he, quarterback Trevor Lawrence is waving his hand around right now going, hey, look how pathetic I can be.
You got a ways to go, Trevor. We'll see. But as Mike said, just cut your hair.
Cut your hair, Trevor. Hey, Con or whoever's listening that knows him, tell him to cut his hair. And if not, find him with a nap and then bring out the blades and get the hair off.
All right. So now I desperately want Tony Khan to come on the show, not only because I love to talk about AEW stuff, but now
I'll
I know that you will, and that's why I want him to be on the show now.
I want your team to be good. I've liked Jacksonville since Mark Brunell and Jimmy Smith and Fred Taylor. I love those teams. Not that I loved them more than the Cowboys, sure, but I was always rooting for them. Maybe lefty quarterback had a lot to do with it. But, dude, you got to cut his hair. That's the only choice you have at this point. Fire Doug Peterson, and I'm not saying he's the main issue, and then cut his hair and see what happens.
Couple of statistical notes to catch up on. Let's talk about Kyle Van Noy, the linebacker for the Ravens. He fractured his orbital bone in the season opener, ended up missing that game. Since then, he's come back, and he has 6 sacks in his last 3 games. So he's getting 2 sacks per game coming off a broken orbital bone. So obviously we've talked about Lamar Jackson. We've talked about the impact that Derrick Henry has made, of course, because of the Cowboys aspect. But Kyle Van Noy has been, man, making an impact early in this season.
I'm with you.
And then Ja'Marr Chase. It was interesting to see how few people are on this list. Ja'Marr Chase has 4,000 receiving yards and 32 touchdowns in his 4-year career thus far. He's the 5th player in the Super Bowl era with at least 4,000 receiving yards and 30 touchdowns in their first 50 games. The other ones on the list, Randy Moss, Jerry Rice, Odell Beckham, and AJ Green. So you're talking about, you start off with arguably the 2 best wide receivers of all time, and then 2 wide receivers who were good.
You're saying Ja'Marr Chase?
Yes, Ja'Marr Chase is in the group with Randy Moss and Jerry Rice.
Is this amazing that 2 Bengals are on this
that
list?
That is odd.
AJ Green was the last one you said, and I know you're getting to like how great these guys are. AJ Green, probably not a Hall of Famer, but
Odell
very good
Beckham,
receiver.
2 guys who look like they were going to take over, and then they were just very good.
Wow. That's amazing that the Bengals have that history. You just, to me, I wouldn't think of that.
That is very fair. I don't believe I would either. And then finally, the competition committee, which Stephen Jones is a part of, we'll ask him this next Monday. They're already thinking about shifting the touchback 5 more yards further, because you talked about it before the season. The kickoff returns have been impacted, but maybe not as much as people thought. So, for example, last year, kickoff returns 17% of the time. So basically 1 in 6. This year, the kickoffs have been returned 29% of the time. So that's a big jump, right? But people across the league were estimating 50 to 60% of the kicks would get returned. So it's been way lower than that. So now they're throwing out the idea, let's bump it forward another 5 yards. And so now you would potentially get the ball at the 35 if it was if it was a touchback again.
I like that. So, I thought you meant move the kicker back 5 yards.
Yeah,
it's tougher for them to get it to the end zone because it's just – at that distance, with these legs, it's too easy for them to kick it to the end zone. But if you move them back 5 yards, I would just say it might be more difficult for the majority of kickers to easily kick it in the end zone. Or it's on the 2-yard line.
That's fair. But instead, you'd move it up from the team receiving the touchback from the 30 to the 35. Because, look, I mean, that's now 10 yards that you've moved up over the span of a couple of years. And then another 5 yards year over year.
But if you're playing the Cowboys, don't you still say, because Turpin's such a weapon, just kick it? Yeah. We'll make them take it at the 35.
And that's, I don't know what the breaking point is. I feel like 35 might be the breaking point for some. For me,
I think it's 40.
I was going to say, for me, there's no way I would give up to the 40.
Because it used to be kick it out of bounds and get it at the 40.
Yeah.
And I would still, in a way, I guess if there's 5 seconds to go and I just took the lead, I would kick it still out of the end zone and go, look, we give them 5 seconds. They have to make a play to get it into field goal range. Or maybe if you do have Aubrey, maybe you're already in field goal range.
Yes, actually, I bet you are. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Corey is out today. He'll be back tomorrow when we're at Buffalo Wild Wings in Keller. But coming up next, it's time for AM on the FM.
We got the question of the day, plus we are going to hear from the great John Kruk. What kind of shenanigans is he up to next here on the KNC Masterpiece?
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. We got AM on the FM coming up in just 1 second, but I'm trying to confirm the rumblings that Brandon Aubrey has indeed been named the NFC Special Teams Player of the Month. Now, I complained a couple of times that even when he kicked the 65-yarder, they were like, we're going to pick somebody else for Special Teams Player of the Week. But he had 43 points, 12 of 13 field goals, 6 of 7 from 50-plus yards, and that's because obviously Vegas told him to miss that last one. That's what everyone told me. But Brandon Aubrey is your NFC Special Teams Player of the Month. Congratulations, good sir. Now, how about some AM on the FM?
What does this button do? Please, please, do not push the button. You have no idea of what it...
Alec, you be quiet.
Alec, that was awful.
One for Alec, zero for Peyton.
Don't you dare touch that dial.
Don't you dare do it. We've got a very important question of the day coming up here in a matter of moments. Franco and Franco Injury Attorney text line 877-881-1053. That is the number to get involved. Twitch and YouTube want to hear from you as well. We're going to get to this John Kruk audio that I teased on Tuesday as well, because this is my favorite time of the year. About a week ago now, when teams are playing meaningless games to their playoff hopes.
Right.
And the broadcasters get bored. So we're going to get to that here in just a few moments. But the question of the day today, I'm looking at the national holiday calendar. I love to do this for the question of the day. And according to nationaldaycalendar.com, today is National Tech Lovers Day. So the question of the day is going to be, what is a piece of technology that has become really important to you that you didn't think you were going to rely on so much?
All right, I would like to answer this question first, if I can, because my family actively makes fun of me for this. It is the wireless earbuds have been such an amazing game changer to me. Yes, I was the person at the gym who still had the wire plugged into their phone while I was on
I don't think you can do that anymore, can you?
It would be really difficult, but whether it's on the treadmill or the bike, I had the wire plugged in to my phone. Yeah, I don't even see the port for it right now.
I have the iPhone 15, and I don't think you can. Now, maybe you can do it through the charging thing? Like, I don't think so, though.
I guess, but I moved on, and my family makes fun of me because now I'm like, do you know that in the car, you can just push this thing? And they're like, yes, we all know that. Or if I go on a walk, you know, I can keep my phone in my pocket instead of carrying it around so it'd be connected to my headphones and everything. So that is something that I was like, I don't need your fancy technology. And now I'm like, this is the best thing in the world.
I love how growing up, whenever the AirPods and all that stuff started coming out, that became a social status, like a line of demarcation. If you had cords, if you had wires, there was something wrong with you. Don't talk to that person. And I swear, as soon as those things like actually were worth the money, I was like, I need to save up and get some. I remember the first pair of wireless earbuds I had were the Beats wireless earbuds that kind of hooked around your ear. And they still had a cord that connected them, but they went behind your neck. So they were just totally out of sight, out of mind. I ran those things into the ground because I was a distance runner. So I ran with them all the time. And the sweat finally got to them and they just started getting all fuzzy. And one day they just stopped working altogether. So I get my use out of my technology and I'm proud of that. But those, I put those things through hell and back. So that's a good one.
As you said that, I just went to Amazon because getting on I don't even know how long the flight is to Italy. Like
I asked you that and you're like, I don't
know. I've done such little research on this trip. I'm just along for the ride, which I'm excited about. But they just had some lightning deal, 52% off, which is like ending in 15 minutes on these Bluetooth wireless earbuds. And I was like, I need some because the earbuds I was using on this last road trip with the Rangers, one of them doesn't work.
Oh.
I don't pay for the big time. I feel like as long as both of them work for $20, and these were $23.99 on sale from $49.99. So I'm just like, as long as both ears work, I'm fine. I don't need the $150 earbuds. I just need, because I obviously lose them or they stop working or whatever. So,
Mike, I don't know if this will be good or bad information for you. Flightsfrom.com tells me that the flight distance from DFW to Rome is approximately 10 and a half hours.
That's our flight.
Okay. There you go.
All right. So 10 and a half hours.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Prepare yourself.
Go to the bathroom before you get on the plane is what you're saying.
Hold on. Don't you think on a 10 and a half hour flight, everyone is going to have to get up and use the bathroom?
No number two. So I'm going to make that rule when I get on the plane. I'm going to stand up as they give us the safety instructions.
You're going to tell the rest of the plane that?
All number ones. This is just like a minor league trip. I don't care how long it is.
How do you plan on enforcing this rule?
You get fined. It's $100 to me if you poop on the plane.
That is a common courtesy.
I don't want to smell it.
Okay. Fair, I guess.
Let's see here from the Frankel and Frankel Injury Attorneys text line from the 321 Toilets. I grew up thinking I could just go in diapers forever.
Okay, that's true. That is a good bit.
That is good. I really do appreciate that. Up until what, like age 4 or 5, you're like, dang, I got to start like doing this stuff on my
four
own.
Four or
like,
five?
I don't know. Hey, I haven't raised a kid, Kevin.
Alec?
I'm 23.
I
don't even remember what I had for lunch yesterday, all
child right now that is 2 years and 2 months old, and I don't want to be here in 4 or 5, all right? The goal is within this next year to get it done.
You've raised them, not me. I'm just a spectator from the outside. I'll learn that stuff sometime down the road. I don't know, maybe. I'm like 40 at this rate. But let's see from the Frankel and Frankel Injury Attorneys text line right there from the 469, Apple Watch and AirPods. I use both of those daily. The watch I thought was kind of gimmicky.
Yes. But tell me what the point of that watch is, please.
So one, I am just a watch person. I do like wearing a watch. It's just a lot more convenient than pulling out your phone or looking for a clock somewhere. So I enjoyed that. But what I also love is it allows me to have my phone on silent all the time because my watch will just vibrate whenever I get a notification. So when I get a text, a call, and it's great for, you know, working in a radio job, I don't have to have my phone ringer on to get important notifications from the bosses, from coworkers. You know, sometimes Tolos will send me breaking news or whatever. I can get that without it going over the air, which is really, really nice. But I do like that if my phone's in another room when I'm like, say, cooking dinner, I leave my phone upstairs charging, then I can just look at my watch to see if I missed an important text or anything. But the GPS functions, the heart rate monitor, the step counter, I love the fitness stuff because I am a pretty active person. So I love counting calories through that. It's really useful for active people. I will say, like, my dad bought one, and outside of working his 9 to 5, he doesn't really do too much outside of the house. He just does a lot of housework, you know, working on maintenance and whatnot. So he stopped wearing it after like 2 weeks because he's like, I gained nothing from this. But for me, as someone who's running around a million miles an hour with my hair on fire, I'm like, this is really useful. So I like it.
Fascinating.
You ready for mine?
Yes.
It is the evolution of clothes. So
I'm so intrigued by that
too.
Answer.
So when I was a kid, I hated jeans. I hated slacks.
Okay.
So I wore sweats everywhere. Wore sweats to church, wore sweats to whatever.
Okay.
Drove my parents insane. I think in 5th or 6th grade, I finally started wearing jeans or pants. But okay. I literally wore shorts or sweatpants everywhere I went. But now, just think of Under Armour, Nike, Adidas, whether it's Travis Matthew.
Yeah.
So you had to wear the cotton shirts, like the polos, which they still sell. Those aren't, to me, those just aren't as comfortable as that kind of sweat. I don't know, sweat wicking. I don't know the exact, you know, thing I'm trying to say here. But the way that now t-shirts, like your workout shirts or your polos, your pants, you can go to Under Armour or other stores, whether it's Lululemon, whatever it is, like they're kind of really nice. So when I do now dress up, I'm still comfortable. And just think, 20 years ago, when Alex was 3, you had to get uncomfortable dressing up. Yeah. Now, I'm not crazy about wearing coat and tie.
Sure.
I'm hoping that it sounds like Bally's is obviously not doing Rangers anymore. I'm hoping whatever station we go to, we can wear nice polos.
Yeah.
All the other teams do it. And then it can sell a product on the air. Like, to me, I can't sell, hey, look at the tie I got from Joseph A. Bank right now that I'm going to take off after 30 seconds of doing this pregame open. So I look at it and I go, man, I cannot be more thankful for the way that whatever company started it. I don't know what company started it. Nike, Under Armour, some Levi's. I don't think Levi's does that. They just make jeans. But, like, whoever did it, thank you for making really comfortable, I call them golf clothes at times, but very comfortable, like business casual wear.
Sure.
Now, Alec, somebody sent in this comment, and I'm curious to get y'all's thoughts, because we've kicked this around a couple times from the 214. Kevin, wait until you discover YouTube Music has no commercials. So we have discussed upgrading to like the premium YouTube, because that Noah loves, whether it's Danny Go or whatever, he loves stuff on YouTube. But one thing I like about the commercials is Jess has done a really good job teaching him patience. And so when he sees it now, he goes, oh, rats, it's commercials. And so, like, he seems to have learned patience through eventually my YouTube video will come back on, as opposed to the unending string of content with no disruption.
I still get so impatient with the YouTube ads because they've only gotten worse over the years. They just made a change a couple months ago where I don't know what the line of like demarcation is for length of the video, but if it goes over a certain length, then the commercial breaks happen less often.
Okay.
But they're like 60 seconds for just one video. And I'm like, why? It's so bad.
Alec, here's what I'm going to try the rest of my days on this earth.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to try to be like Noah.
All rats.
I want to say all rats. Anytime something happens.
He does. He goes, all rats.
We give up a home run. We give up a first down. We give up a touchdown. Please. Whatever it is,
please.
I'm going to try to. Tolos, can you join me in being more like a two-year-old? And anytime something doesn't go your way, say, all rats.
I would love that on the Rangers broadcast. And they're like, if that's a walk-off grand slam win for the Orioles. And Mike goes, you know what they say. All rats.
I'm going to try to next year, if there is Baylor Scott and White health game diagnosis at the end as he throws it to me and I have to go through the highlights and the Rangers lose 5-4. All rats. Let's get them tomorrow. And then we go to the Whataburger probables.
Alec, somebody said, I'm surprised, Kevin, you don't still have a beeper or a pager. I know you'll probably make fun of me for this. I just got a new phone like within the last month. And I asked Jess, I go, I've only had this phone for about like 4.5 years. Is that too soon to get a new phone? And she just looked at me and she's like, that is a ridiculous question.
It is. And usually I go every 2 years. I wait for like every other upgrade of the iPhone just because usually the trade-in value is still good. So I'm never paying full price. That is what I call adulting. But John Kruk in the NBC Sports Philadelphia booth, calling one of their meaningless games last week, he noticed that in the broadcast booth to his right, there was like a whole family in there hanging out with the other broadcasters, and he saw a kid kind of hanging out the window. So he said, you know what? This game doesn't matter. I'm bored. I'm going to have fun with this kid.
I'm going to talk to this kid. I ain't got nothing else to do.
See if you can scare him.
This is in the middle of a game.
You scared them. You scared them. You scared the poor kid. Look, he's looking at it. One is it foul? It's 1-2. He doesn't know what to do anymore. He's like, he doesn't know if he should go over. There he is, Jeff. You're making amends.
He flagged him down again and he waved at him just to make like a peace treaty.
So John Kruk's partner tried to pretend like he's like, oh, you scared him. I was like, dude, you literally said, see if you could scare him. And he goes, hey!
The video is great because Kruk is hanging halfway out of the booth over the ledge just to get this kid's attention. He just screams out and the kid jumps. And you can go to NBC Sports Philadelphia's Twitter page. They have the video. They aren't even showing the at bat on camera. That's they are amazing. Just showing awesome. Like from the center field camera. They zoom in on John Kruk flagging down this kid and scaring him. And this is, he says, I got nothing better to do. This game doesn't mean anything. So I'm just going to have fun.
I get Sunday. Probably very few people watch the Rangers-Angels last game of the year. Wyatt Langford stole second base, and Dave Raymond took his mic and took it away from his mouth, and he's yelling go as loud as he can because he wants him to try to get his 20th bag. And he yells it like three times kind of off the mic. Go! And I'm sure that Nate Lowe could hear us because it was we are close to home plate. And so I'm thinking Nate Lowe's like, all right, fine, and he hit a home run.
That's amazing. That.
Yeah, so I was like, maybe Nate Lowe was like, you're telling me to swing, or I don't know, but somebody's yelling from the press box right now to go.
I and guess so.
He
will.
Ended up hitting a two-run homer, but he was actually yelling at Wyatt Langford to try to get his 20th bag of the year.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Another in a really lengthy string now of excellent AM on the FMs. Coming up next, let's talk with our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnuolo, right here on 105.3 The Fan. KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. Right now, let's chat with our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnuolo. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How's it going?
It's good. Have you ever been in a situation where you've like really had to get somewhere and Jerry has landed his helicopter on the practice field and he said, come on in, Mick, and took you to wherever you needed to go?
That did not happen, but I do remember when they first got the helicopter when they moved in here. And they were giving the media rides to check out the helicopter and check out the area, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it was getting down to the last group that was going up, and PR asked me if I wanted to get on. Well, that just happened to be the summer that we had the bus accident going to training camp.
Oh, no.
And my response to him was, I think I'll be better off if I just keep my feet on the ground.
Okay.
So I passed on the ride.
Wow. All right.
Plus, I don't think I ever want to get in a helicopter if I don't have to.
So safe to assume we'll never see you like skydiving or anything like that as well?
That ain't happening either.
Okay. I figured I just wanted to check. We've talked a lot about the Cowboys leading into this game, but I wanted to walk through with you just the massive offensive line problems the Steelers have had. Now, a lot of that has been because their offensive line has really been hit by injuries, but this seems like, I don't know, a sad matchup going into this game where clearly the Cowboys' defensive line is depleted, the Cowboys' offensive line is depleted. This feels like maybe weakness versus weakness.
Well, I don't know that the Cowboys' offensive line is depleted. They got who they got, right? They're young. The defensive line certainly depleted.
Yes.
So maybe that kind of evens things out when they're having struggles on their offensive line. But, their defensive line, too, they're going to be without Alex Highsmith.
Yep.
And I saw where the guy that takes his place, Nick Herbig, has an ankle injury, and he didn't practice yesterday. So we'll see how that goes. But if they've got to have a backup on the other side, then maybe the Cowboys can pay more attention to J.J. Watt, who's going to kind of—
T.J.
T.J. What did I say? J.J.
J.J.
he's doing commercials for beer now.
right. He's going to line up against Terrence Steele the majority of the times unless they decide they're going to switch sides and try to take advantage of the rookie on the other side. But some of the stuff I watched, he was more on the offensive right side. And, teams chipped him and teams blocked him. Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how they deal with him because he can be a one-man wrecking crew, but you got to just have a plan to know that's not going to happen, especially if you get in, second or third long situations when he knows you're going to pass. The other thing I noticed, he'll line up wide. And a lot of times they've got a safety that comes in the gap, Deshaun Elliott, and they'll blitz him inside to try to take away the ability to double team him, meaning the running back's probably got to pick that guy up, or the tight end's going to be stuck trying to block Watt. So it'll be a pretty good chess match on that side, if indeed they keep him on that side.
Mick, I know a lot of Cowboy fans aren't excited about the 2-2 start, and you look at the next four pack of games, at Steelers, home against the Lions, at the 49ers, at the Falcons, and I think if they can go 2-2 in the next four games, you should be happy with that.
Considering the situation they are in with the number of injuries and guys they're going to be missing probably these at least these next two games, I agree with you, because I can't imagine Deron Bland's going to get back before San Francisco. And, you know, today when, and I don't know if he was bluffing or what, when he answered the question about Kalen Carson getting back for this game, you know, they listed him at limited, and he was like, I don't know either way at this point. Today's going to be an important game. Or practice for him to see if he can play on Sunday, which means now you're going deeper into your depth at the cornerback position. So, and you know, I don't know that Micah's going to get back next week, and we know DeMarcus Lawrence isn't going to be there, and we'll see what happens with Brandon Cooks, if it's just a one-week thing or if it's two. And then you get the bye. So, yeah, I would say 4-4 at that point. And it probably would be pretty close to what everybody predicted before the season began, right?
Yeah, I could see that.
Now, there'll be disappointment out there, and there'll be a lot to criticize. But, you know, I don't know what you guys picked for the season, you know, record.
10-7.
Okay, well, 4-4, you know, that's probably... You know, I was thinking with this team, it was probably going to get off to a slower start just because the number of young guys they were going to be depending on. And then maybe as they gained experience and got used to playing the NFL, they can pick it up the second half of the season. So, yeah, at 4-4 at that point, I think they would be happy. I mean, they don't want to be 4-4.
No, I get it. I get it.
You get it. They want to be 6-2. But yeah, if they can at least get to 4-4, I think they would be happy no matter what the people outside of the building think.
Now, CeeDee Lamb has had at least four catches in 37 straight games, which is awesome. That's the third longest streak in NFL history behind Michael Thomas and Julio Jones. But does this feel like the type of game, perhaps because a lot of the injuries that you talked about, where you're going to need a ton from him?
Well, but they know that too, right?
I'm fair.
Right? And how much are they going to double-team him? Because the few times, if they watch tape of the last game, when he got single-covered, he burned him. So, yeah, that's going to be interesting to see how they deal with him. I don't know, you know, you would have to help me on who the leading receiver was for the Colts in this last game, but they put 27 points on that defense. Now, it was on the road, right?
That is correctly. True. So Michael Pittman just destroyed them, and then Josh Downs had a big game against them as well. So those two players right there had 14 catches combined.
So what it's going to take to even things out is for some of these young guys to step up. And, you know, I'd sure like to see a lot more offensive snaps for Kevontae Turpin to use his speed to offset maybe double teams that they think they're going to put on Lamb. I think Tolbert has shown that, you know, you can kind of rely on him. Now, that was the third guy, not the second guy. But I think they have to be somewhat creative. And he talked about that today, by the way, not coming up with all of a sudden some, you know, fancy plays or whatever, but use the creativity they already have in their system to offset just being predictable. And maybe that helps CD get off the double teams, because if they're going to double them, Well, then, you know, continue to at least throw those end arounds at him, and he's going to the other side where there's not a double team. And, you know, run the ball. Give him something else to think about. Hand the ball to Turpin and make them respect the speed this team has on offense, because they are going to have to take some pressure off their offensive line as they go along in this game, especially being on the road. And the other thing I noticed when I looked at the weather report from about 7 o'clock to 11 o'clock, the chances of rain were 40 to 50%. So we'll see
take
how
the
that
under
works out, too.
Is what you're saying,
yeah.
I feel like, is what I'm hearing. Take the under.
So I got you. Yeah, I mean, it may be difficult. It may be difficult for them, too, to, you know, perform offensively with the number of injuries they've had on their offensive line. And by the way, you know, Pickens is the guy, but the other guys that they've relied on, the other three, you know, I think they've produced in four games 15 catches. So
yeah.
It's not like, you know, they're a ball of fire throwing the ball this season, but you got to be careful with Fields running the ball. I don't care, you know, how much he's trying to get the ball downfield and everything. I think their threat in the running game is going to be Justin Fields.
All right. Thank you very much, good sir. We'll catch up with you again tomorrow.
All right. See you guys.
There you go. Mickey Spagnuolo from DallasCowboys.com right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, and I was thinking about this, and we could talk about the baseball playoffs some more if you want here, but after we talked with Chris Young, we talked about what do we know after this season. What do we still not know about the Rangers going into 2025 and beyond? Because it feels like that might be a bigger category. Let's talk about it next right here on The Fan.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.